Look, and ye shall see. Post 533. In a book whose title I have long forgotten, I remember that in preparation for combat on islands in the South Pacific, Marines were taught to let their eyes move slowly, continuously, over trees without looking for anything in particular, but to allow their predators or prey's instinct to alert them to something off in a silhouette or shadow, and to fire at that spot because it may be where a Japanese sniper had hidden himself. I've used that same technique for many years in these safe woods, and I do not look for snipers, but for raptors or owls, or anything that does not fit into the fractaled lines of tree limbs and leaves and wind. Yesterday, snow underfoot, sun dogs hanging in the south, the dogs 60 yards ahead of me in quiet, I kept up my habit, scanning the sky, scanning trees, and the shape stopped me. And I stopped. And I slowly let all the breath out of my lungs so I could be sure. 20 yards away, 10 feet up a hemlock, scrunched in toward the trunk, an owl, almost certainly a great horned, watched me. He did not fly. I turned my head away very slowly. Owls will find a daytime roost that gives them protection from crows and hawks and keep it day after day, if undisturbed. I'd stumbled onto his. I held my breath, waited, listened, did not turn back. I felt a little embarrassed, as if I had opened a door on someone changing clothes or speaking to another in intimate tones. In a kind of slow motion, overly languid advance, I moved on. I do not believe that he flew on. I feel a little shivery in remembering and writing this, as if I had seen a face come before me in darkness and murmur prophetic words into an absolute silence.